This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The idea.
It's a good one.
Yeah, that's right. This is the home of good ideas. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I'm Doug. Jay Kirshner is here with me. Yeah, we got all kinds of good ideas. Does your boss have good ideas? Are you the boss? Do you always come up with the ideas? Or do you listen to the people around you? Jay and I were just discussing a problem that needs to be fixed for next week. How do we do it? We were back and forth talking about it. She came up with a brilliant idea. And so, try to make it happen. Is that what you do? Do you, if you're a boss, listen to the folks who work with you, work around you? You know, I think I'm speaking for a lot of people who are fairly smart. Smat.
Are you telling me you're from Boston without telling me you're from Boston?
The smart idea is to listen to people who have good ideas. And if you steal them, you're not a good leader. If you use them and acknowledge the person responsible for the idea, then you are a good leader. Leading doesn't mean you have to come up with all the ideas. I certainly don't come up with all the ideas. You come up with ideas and you need, you really can't do anything on your own. Elon Musk didn't get where he is because he's the smartest guy in the room. He's lucky, and he's been in the right place at the right time, and he knows an opportunity when he sees it. I think that is certainly something that, and you look at any of these people, they're all about taking somebody's idea and running with it, and hopefully the idea that people come up with. We got an idea box at your job site. You stick ideas. It's a simple little thing. It says on the outside of the box, idea box, right?
Well, I think sometimes whether or not the employer is open to hearing ideas, if people feel comfortable. But think about it, too. You hire somebody on because you think they're going to be an asset to your company, that you hire them on to do a job, that you believe they can do that job, and they can also further all of the efforts. Mm-hmm. And then some places, it's like once you hire them on, all of a sudden it's like, well, clearly you know nothing. You work for us. Like,
right.
I'm sure you can immediately think of something like that.
Yeah, right. There are all kinds of ideas. This time of year, we're talking about Calitrin and weight loss and stuff. There are all kinds of simple ideas that make it easier for you to manage your weight. As something, so we got an idea. I was talking a lot about this tax thing, and I want to go back to it for a little bit. I don't want to, it's not beating a dead horse. I think it's just informing people as to what this tax is all about. But let's stick with the ideas for a second. That is an idea that I want to talk more about. But the struggle to lose weight, something that is paramount on people's minds at this time of year. During January especially, people dream of a better body, right? And we're in the third week of the month, and many of you are finding it harder to stick with the changes that you need to embrace in order to lose the weight or even maintain the weight. And that's where Calitrin, it's not a commercial necessarily for Calitrin, but it's a consistent thought that we talk about here because Calitrin has been a supporter and advertiser in this program for 7 years, and they've been around for 25. So they've got a good idea. A lot of people stick with that. But whatever the strategy is that will work, that's what you stick with. And it really is apparent to me over the years, and probably to most of you, that large changes, if you have an idea, I'm going to do this dramatically, you're probably not going to stick with it. In the long haul, we don't do dramatic changes. Most of us don't like change anyway, no matter what it is. So you're likely to have more success if you start with a small idea. And then, maybe larger over time. But I'm just talking about ideas, where they come from, how we use them. I use that as an example. We come up with any number of ideas. But give credit where credit is due and use the idea if it's good, but don't be a jerk. And I was watching last night, my favorite of all the Chicago shows now is Chicago Med. And I got home just in time to watch the episode last night. One of the things was about a new doctor wanting credit for work that he really didn't do. And so there was a discussion between him and Dr. Marcel. I don't know what that actor's name is, but he's good in the show, as are most of the people that are there. Some real veteran actors like Oliver Platt. And Epatha Murkison, who's been a longstanding, Dick Wolf, a stalwart, a lot of the people that you know. But anyway, the idea that this guy wanted to take credit for saving somebody's life when, in fact, he almost killed her.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So there's an idea you don't want to take credit for, but everybody sees. See, people see things in their own light, too. That's another idea that is worth considering. How do people see ideas? For some, it may be a good idea. For others, it isn't.
And so, even the bad ideas lead to a good idea.
Well, that's why I'm so hot on this, the tax proposal that some Republicans have, and they haven't proposed it, they've just washed it off and brought it back to the surface. It's been around, actually. The income tax was put into place in 1913 to fund World War One. They couldn't sell enough bonds. They couldn't do, because the income tax wasn't part, when Lincoln was president, there was no income tax. You go through the Industrial Revolution, there was no income tax. Corporations didn't pay taxes. There were different sorts of taxes that kept the government running. But then this thing came into vogue, and as you've gone through the last 100 years or so, it has become an albatross around most people's neck. It's a horror. It's a horror show having to come up with all the records, and if you don't have the right records, you can go to jail. You know, that kind of stuff. Who wants to live? This is supposed to be a free country, right? Now, we have to have money to run the country. You can argue about whether it's being run efficiently. My vote, and most of you, especially when it comes to income tax time, you look around and see how the money is wasted, the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse of this current system. It's over the top. So why not consider this plan for lowering the tax burden for everybody in the terms of spending? You pay according to what you can spend. So a lot of people that make a lot of money spend a lot of dough on houses or cars or whatever. You pay more, you are a high income earner, and so you pay more. But the Democrats would have you believe that it would be a nightmare. There's an outfit called the Tax Policy Center, says the idea would require 80% of Americans to pay more, and the richest Americans would pay less. Really? It's like anything else. It's the interpretation. You can read into anything what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly the proposal, which is like any other legislative item, is subject to review, subject to amendments, subject to different ideas. But no, the Democrats mostly, and some Republicans who have been there, the ones who like this idea are the freshest thinkers, the newest members of Congress. The ones who don't like this idea are the ones who have been there the longest and have got a stick up their butt mm-hmm. about anything like this that would change. And again, McCarthy says, I'm opposed to this. I was talking to reporters earlier this week. He has agreed to a full vote in the House. See, back again to one person having too much power. They're all talking about, oh, this is great. McCarthy's not going to have the kind of power that Pelosi. He'll spread it around. Well, he had to do some of that in order to get votes to become the speaker. He had to agree to make it a little bit more democratic, the whole idea. What an idea, right? Making Congress a part of the democracy? What? Who would have thunk it? Anyway, so... But McCarthy says, well, I'll put it up, but I know it'll be defeated by
a
full house.
A lot of people just don't like change, period.
Yeah.
They don't even want to humor it at all.
Yeah.
So maybe with the new, fresher thinkers coming into Congress and the older ones eventually going out, maybe at some point the pendulum will swing and this will pass because there are going to be so many more new thinkers involved.
Well, it is a simple idea that basically gets us to a point where we, in my mind, need to be. The tax system is too cumbersome. There are too many different, I don't know. I've never really analyzed this to see how I would come out. I'm guessing I'd pay more in taxes than I do now under the system that we have. And so is that good? Probably not in my best interest to support this, frankly. But it is something the national sales tax doesn't, you discuss the issue and then you blame the Republicans. That's their MO. Look at what this is going to do. It's all in the details and it's subject to the same sort of thing. The New York Times, the Washington Post, the Boston Globe, the LA Times, and other opinion makers will tell you this is a horrible idea because the middle and lower income people will pay more in taxes. Yeah, prove it. They can tell you that according to their calculations, but then the other side will say, well, according to our calculations, and so here you go, around and around and around you go, and where you stop, nobody knows. But I know that we're all getting screwed now by big government, big business, you name it across the board. Is the door open and the horses are out of the barn and we'll never be able to fix it? Maybe the odds are on the other side, but it certainly is fair to discuss it so that you have an idea about what these people are talking about. And if you're curious, if you're sick of the tax system the way it is, then maybe you pay attention to this and let your representatives know, not just let them sweep it under the rug and tell you that they're smarter than you are and that they're right and don't worry about it. Bad idea. Here's a good idea from Progressive Insurance. You got a motorcycle, got a boat, got an RV. Well, you want protection on the road, on the water, wherever you are. All you got to do is check out what the savings are at progressive.com, or you can dial them up if you have a mind to. 800-PROGRESSIVE, and that's the way you find out how. You want to talk about getting screwed. A lot of people get screwed by their insurance companies. So don't let that happen. Check it out at progressive.com.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.
Greece's Jeep.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Silver has has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
To us, using Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. Now we have the Doug line working, 855-999-DOUG, for your calls, your comments, so we can share your thoughts on the air, edited down, 855-999-3684. So, looking at social media, as Jay does, the trending items from the celebrity department, one of the stories today focuses on Kim Kardashian, who has had this problem. This sort of reminds me of what we were talking about earlier with Britney Spears. These people, although people are not chasing her around to the same extent that people are, these nuts, who this guy wants to marry Kim Kardashian, so he sends her a ring?
Yeah, he apparently calls her his wife already. He sent the ring.
Good God. He has
made visits to her home, multiple visits to her home. Gets stopped by her security, thank goodness. But, yeah, and this pretty much, he first made contact with Kim in December, and so she was granted a temporary restraining order. But a lot of times when we see celebrities, and I see this in the news or on social media a lot, where they have, there's a picture and their bodyguards in the photo, and they're like, why do they have bodyguards? Do they really think they're that important? It's because some people have severe mental illness where they could cause harm to these people.
Yeah. More of it than you would think, actually. That's what she's having to deal with. Now, a problem, a different sort of problem, actually. For the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about Jeremy Renner, who, as it turns out, in this snowplow accident, was trying to save his nephew, who was stuck. His adult nephew was in the way.
We kept getting pieces of the story,
but
now it seems like more of the full story is coming to light.
Right, exactly. He didn't activate the emergency brake on the snowplow, so it started to slide. He had used it to pull his nephew's truck out of the snow. And then it's called a snow groomer. It's a blower and a plow kind of put together. If you see it, it's kind of a big hulking machine that you would only use on a slope for skiers or in a place where there's a lot of snow that's hard to move up in the mountains where his place is. Apparently, they have these.
And he seems like the guy that goes and regularly helps dig all of his neighbors out every year in the winter.
Yeah. So anyway, this thing is called a piston bully, And he didn't set the parking brake or it was broken or something. That doesn't seem to be clear yet.
Yeah, the light wasn't on or whatever. Well, it had started sliding already, and it was going towards the adult nephew. And that's why he jumped out to try to protect his nephew from getting injured. But then he somehow got sucked underneath and then run over.
He's lucky he's alive, man, I want to tell you.
He really is.
These things are nothing to mess with.
He's going to walk away from this.
Yeah, right, exactly. So he's back at home. He was in the hospital for a couple of weeks. He broke 30 bones in this incident, which happened, I think it was on New Year's Day. He's 52 years old, and his strong body, you know, he's very active. You see some of the stunts that he does in his. I think he's quite a good action star. He's been a lot of, like, Mission Impossible. He did the Bourne thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's been a good guy. He's been a bad guy. But he's having to go through a lot of, now, physical therapy because of all the different broken bones. Wonder how long it'll be before he can actually go back to work
and act. Stuff again. Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people have been supportive of him. And again, you wonder, the good thing is that people just send this along expecting nothing. Sometimes people send things along like the Kardashian thing, expecting to get something in return. If you send somebody good wishes, you know, and they get thousands of these sorts of things, you're not all going to get a, gee, thanks for sending me the get well card. But at least he's got a focus on it, and he's fixing the problems, and good luck to him. 28 after on Good Day.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Time to think about My Pillow again. Right now, there's an incredible, incredible deal on the towel set at MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set made with cotton grown in America, made in the USA, like most of the products that they sell on My Pillow. This is an extremely absorbent towel, and it still provides you with that soft feel, so you want a towel that feels good and actually dries you off. So the set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Usually retails for $90. Right now, you can get the set for a low $39.98 with the promo code DS. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a warranty that lasts 10 years. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get this insane price of $39.98 with the DS code on the six-piece towel set. That's at MyPillow.com.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is urging calm as officials plan to release video of an arrest that led to a motorist's death in Memphis, Tennessee. Body cam video of the encounter with 29-year-old Tyree Nichols will be released to the public, and his lawyers and family says it will show him being severely beaten on January 7th. Nichols died a few days later. Five now-fired police officers face second-degree murder charges. Tennessee Bureau of Investigation Chief David Rausch.
In a word, it's absolutely appalling.
The Senate Intelligence Committee lawmakers are being stonewalled by the Biden administration regarding America's secrets in personal homes and unsecure office buildings. The lawmakers with security clearance are weighing how to force the intelligence community to turn over the classified documents to them that ended up in the personal possession of Presidents Biden and Trump. TGIF to you, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Good morning. I know it's hard to wake up because the sun's in your eyes, but you got this. And hey, you never know, there's a million different ways that this whole day could go. So I'm just popping in to say, I hope you have a good day.
Hey, Jay, let's remind everybody right now how they can use their mind and their mouth to call us at 855-999-DOUG to express themselves about the issues of the day, et cetera, whatever we're talking about, right? Good idea?
Exactly. Let's hear your thoughts in your voice, not only us reading your words. Join the conversation and be heard.
And be listening, because we'll probably play your comments on the air. Again, the line number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DOUG. Yes, yes, yes. 855-999-3684. That's the new or the revived phone line for your comments on the air, off the air. Help yourself as we encourage people to share thoughts, the must-haves in our discussions every day, the current events, if you will. What matters to you? Let us know. That's a good way for you to do it, too. We talk about the events of the day, the issues of the day, what is not necessarily the truth, because my truth may be different than your truth. Like, I'm all over this business of Congress and tax. I'm going to go now. I got another toot there. One more toot. But I want to celebrate something called Schoolaroo first. Some people say it's Schoolaroo. Some people call it Scholaroo. S-C-H-O-O-L-A-R-O-O. With some people spell it with one O, some with two O's. Well, the roo is two O's, but... Am I making this too complicated? Scholaroo. It's a scholarship. It's a database of people and educators and school systems across our country. So they've published a list of the states that offer the best public education. We hear a lot of people complaining, rightfully so. I'm one who thinks that we're not getting value for our educational dollar because there are too many things, social things, that have gotten in the way of you actually learning the ABCs, how to count, math, basics, the basic stuff. So when it comes to that... Yeah, right. All right. Yeah, thank you.
I love cursive. Please bring back teaching cursive.
Right. All right, so the number one state in the country, according to Scholaroo, is New Jersey, which is a surprise for me anyway. I don't know why, because New Jersey gets maligned because everybody thinks New Jersey is Newark and the smell when you get onto the New Jersey Turnpike, right?
That's what people think. I kind of feel like the East Coast would have a good public school system.
Yeah.
And maybe that's just because all of the Ivy Leagues are there.
Yep. All right. So the top five, New Jersey 1, New Hampshire 2, Vermont 3, Connecticut 4, Massachusetts 5. So you've got
My theory is correct.
Right. So the three main factors that were used by Scholaroo to compile this list, A, student success. Who's got a job? Who's going on to further education? That is success, right? That's how you measure. What do you do with that education after you get out of high school? Then what? And how many people graduate from high school? Which is, when you look at Los Angeles and some of the big cities, New York, Washington, Miami, the number of students who graduate from high school is going down, down, down. The number of students who jump out of school at 16 when they can is going up, up, up. That's a huge indictment of the public education system and the money that's spent to build these huge edifices for schools. And then what do they do with them? So, all right. So anyway, student success, student safety while in school, and the quality of the school and its teachers. Graduation rates, the student-teacher ratios, scores of exams, both teacher, the tests that I was teaching school, I used to give a daily quiz. They didn't like it, but five questions on the homework from last night. He did the homework. He did fine. He didn't. Hey, do the homework. Anyway, so the scores that people get, there are a lot of things, but it's pretty interesting that this outfit is taking into account and holding these school systems accountable, which is, hello, again, you and I are paying the bill. So why shouldn't we hold them responsible for the results of what they're doing? All right, so there you go. There's the top-ranking school systems. Yep. Well, a lot of people move into those areas if they have youngsters because they want to have them in good schools.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of people can't afford private school, and in some places that's the only option if you want your child to have any type of education.
Education at all. Right, exactly. Okay, so I'm back on, forgive me, well, don't forgive me because it's good conversation, actually. I got a couple more axes to grind here when it comes to us thinking about the economy, the day-to-day bills that we have to pay, how we're paying them, who's paying the piper, and the piper in this circumstance is the federal government, and these knuckleheads who are in Congress. We hit the debt ceiling last week, right? We had spent, up to that day, all of the $31.4 trillion that were available for expenditures allocated by the Treasury. So, what are we doing about it? Okay. Do we have a total spending freeze? That's an option. Do we have financial catastrophe? So for all of you who are wringing your hands and saying, oh, my God, here we go into the recession, I'm not so sure there's going to be much of a recession, frankly. I was talking about stocks yesterday and how they edged higher on upbeat reports. For example, American Airlines reported their fourth quarter earnings yesterday to set the stage for the airlines. A lot of people think the airline business is indicative of how healthy the economy is, because if people have money, they'll travel. If they don't have money, guess what? They're not going to travel. It's discretionary spending. American Airlines made more profit the last quarter because of what they describe as buoyant travel demand than they have made in the last 4.5 years before the pandemic, right? So they're back, bouncing back. Other airlines are reporting this week. Pretty interesting, because also this week the report on passenger satisfaction, I think we talked about this yesterday, and the airline that number one in the hated list was American. So people can't dislike it that much, because there are most all of the major airlines, certainly United, Delta, and American, fly all to the same places. You may have to go through different hubs, but they all get you to the same place. You know, when you get off the plane, the flight attendant says, you have choices. Well, you do.
Yeah.
Very few places are serviced only by one airline, unless they're in the boonies. Most any medium-sized, large city served by all the airlines. So you can, and most of the prices are the same. Sometimes they're off a little bit. But anyway.
Well, when you get the frequent flyer rewards with every time you book, it makes you want to keep taking the same
airline. Of course it does.
Because you want to keep getting those rewards.
Why do you think
so
I'm on?
To fly more.
Right. I have millions of miles on American Airlines. You think I'd rather be flying on Delta. But they don't go directly to places or offer a convenient schedule the way my traveling is pretty much, you know, this time of year, every week, every 10 days or so, I go back and forth to Los Angeles. And
when you have it nonstop, it makes it so much more convenient.
Yeah, exactly. I'm on the plane, have a meal, watch a movie or TV show, take a nap, bingo, I'm there. I'm trying to buoy everybody's feelings about the economy, and then we look at the debt ceiling and people tell you it's the end of the world. It isn't really. It's theater. It's like the TSA. It's all theater. You know, it's going to have grave effects. Moody says that 6 million jobs are on the line. Unemployment rate may go up to 7%. You think these people, as much as these guys are duds, these people that are in the Democratic Party and the Republican Party who are there, they're fighting now. You know, the Democrats want to have the debt ceiling limit to go up so they can borrow some more. The Republicans want spending cuts. I'm with the Republicans on this. It's time we stopped spending so much money, and we are not dealing with the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the total abuse of some systems, especially the military-industrial stuff, the Defense Department, the Pentagon. My God, what money they waste. It is often something that I point to. A couple of years ago, I think it was in 2020, when this came out, a survey of waste, fraud, and abuse in the Pentagon, finding that the average yearly budget for the Pentagon is $700 billion plus. If they cut out bad management practices, fraud, waste, corruption, you could get the same thing for $460 billion. That's $240 billion. How many people have to work their butts off to pay the taxes for that kind of waste? Think about it for a second. And then, as if to compound things, I just did a run-through on stock trading in Congress. You know what a bunch of crooks these people, and this is another thing the mainstream media stays away from. They don't deliver the information, especially before the election. Many of these stats that I'm coming up with have just come out this week, because the news media didn't want you to know before the election how many people, for example, the Assistant Speaker of the House before the change in January was Catherine Clark, who happens to be my congressperson. I don't like her. I would never vote for her. She's a nightmare. Well, she and her husband were accused of trading in stocks from companies that she, as a member of certain committees, supervised. The conflict of interest here is unbelievable. And we have these transparency laws, but apparently nobody pays any attention to them. Nancy Pelosi and her husband made $30 million while she was Speaker of the House. What, do you think that's an accident? And now Ms. Clark, who was Pelosi's assistant, she and her husband sold at the end of the year 24 stocks, Microsoft, PepsiCo, Starbucks, Visa, Google, after the inside report shows that Clark did not disclose stock trades worth $285,000 in the last couple of weeks of the year. What about the crooks? And we sit here and we take it. Right? Well, look at some of these other... How much time have I got here? I'm looking more at the stats. This is the kind of stuff we should be more talking about and helping people understand what's going on. So I'm looking at... This is a focus because...
It's infuriating.
I'm looking at it because she's my congressperson, so I'm looking at what a crook she is. And she and 60 other members of Congress had these... and also high-ranking staffers have completely violated the Stock Act. Dozens of members invested in stocks that completely conflict with their duties as elected officials. Ms. Clark has been in the Congress of the United States for five terms. She's got reelected to her sixth term. She and Pelosi are buddy-buddy. That's how she got to be second in charge. But then they've come up with the number of people who voluntarily changed their investment behavior. The only one who wasn't a the only one who kind of was doing it but then stopped is Peter Welch, a Democrat from Vermont. He stopped trading individual stocks. He had a problem with it and he stopped on his own. But the light shines on all the rest of them. Some of them still haven't changed their MO. How about that? 48 past the hour.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that. but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dr. Ken on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen here at 53 past the hour with a focus on questions that would come from any number of sources. There has been a recall of kids' rocking sleepers. There have been a number of young babies who have died because they're in these kids' to rocking sleepers. There are two or three things floating around now, and I guess I would want to know whether we're talking about the things they swaddle the babies in, or is this some kind of a mechanism like a sleeping bed?
It's a sleeping bed. There had been the sleeping clothes in the past recalled, but this is the bed, and it just seems to push the kids into positions that become dangerous and they can't breathe.
So why would it be my question here to follow
they
up on
roll
that question?
From their back, they roll from their back onto their stomach in these in this furniture that they actually sleep in.
But so why isn't the FDA on top of this? Why would it happen if the FDA were doing its job?
Well, this is not a drug. This is...
The FDA weighs in on devices.
Well, it has been recalled, the Consumer Price Safety Commission. This is really furniture. This is bedding for a child.
Mm-hmm. I still think the FDA, you know, they're sticking their nose in everything.
Food and drug association.
I know, yeah, but you find them in other places. All right. We've had questions about people dying early from being too heavy, from stress, and now there comes yet another focus. People wonder about being lonely, which would seem to me to be more dangerous, Ken, than anything else. Is it?
Absolutely. Loneliness is bad for everything. It's bad for your heart. It's bad for your brain, and you just wilt and deteriorate, and it's sad. And so those who are dealing with loneliness need to look for solutions, and hopefully healthy solutions, but having loneliness is not a good thing.
No, I would think being lonely, being alone, some people choose to be alone, and therefore you're not lonely necessarily. I don't know, does one go hand in hand? If you decide that you want to be alone, then you're alone. But if you don't, and you've lost a spouse, let's say, or somebody close to you, it can be pretty debilitating. All right, next up, your favorite, cannabis. What's going on with marijuana? And what happens to people who have been smoking cannabis before they have serious surgery? What's the investigation all about here?
Well, simply stated, it's just not good. It just creates poor outcomes, especially after major surgery. You know, again, my wonder about tobacco, how bad that is for one's health, and recreationally, why we think the same is not true of marijuana, is truly perplexing to most of us in healthcare.
Yeah, it is perplexing. I agree with you. Okay, it can't be. I was having this conversation with a friend of mine yesterday. When you put stuff in your lungs, no matter what the source, whether it's tobacco or whether it's marijuana, the wacky weed, it all has the same impact on, what is it called, those cilli, the things, those little things that exchange the oxygen, the red blood, that stuff gets stuck, gets covered up, right, with the things that come from the various products?
Correct.
Yeah.
Why was your friend arguing about the difference between the two? I'm always curious.
Because he likes to smoke pot.
Okay, he's honest. Okay, good. Right. Honesty's a good thing. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's see. One final question here about social media use in adolescents, what it's doing to their brains. I think this is almost a no-brainer, right? You can figure this out on your own.
Exactly. It's not allowing it to evolve as our brains need to evolve as we're in our youth. And so too much of this social media is just bad for our brain development. Mom and Dad, supervise it, please.
Well, at what age? I say to my children, from what I learned, that if you're exposing youngsters to much of this stuff before they're three, you're messing them up. You're going to, whether you like it or not, you don't know. It just, you're messing them up. And that seems to be consistent, what it does to your brain, man. You can't develop a brain if you've got all of this stuff in there confusing it before your brain develops to the appropriate position, right?
Exactly. Go get some fresh air.
Fresh air and sunshine, lollipops and roses, all that good stuff. All right, questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology. Reach out to him if you'd like an appointment. 352-735-1400. This is Good Day Health.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.